Well, good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel, and it's good to have you with us this morning. And our scripture reading is out of Psalm 71. If you have your Bibles, you can turn there, or you could look in the overhead. We've got it on the overhead as well. And this is a prayer of a righteous man in old age, as he recounts the troubles that he's had and the adversaries that he's been delivered from, and all the while rejoicing in God's faithfulness. We'll read about halfway through, quite a long psalm. We'll read up to verse 12, but it is the psalm of a righteous man in old age. You could follow along in Psalm 71. In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be my strong refuge, to which I may resort continually. You have given the commandments to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For you are my hope, O Lord God. You are my trust from my youth. By you I have been upheld from birth. You are he who took me out of my mother's womb. My praise shall be continually of you. I have become a wonder for many, but you are my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with your praise and with your glory all the day. Do not cast me off in time of old age. Do not forsake me when my strength fails. For my enemies speak against me, and those who lie in wait for my life take counsel together, saying, God has forsaken him. Pursue and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, do not be far from me. O my God, make haste to help me. Father, we do thank you so much, Lord, for your grace and your mercy, your help in time of need. And Lord, I do pray for trials that anyone is going through, Lord, that you would be their refuge this morning. Father, we thank you, whether young or old, you are there, Lord, to comfort and to assist us in all the evil that confronts us. And Lord, we thank you for your great deliverance. We thank you for your sure word that is life and light to our lives. So Lord, we do just bless you and praise you this morning. God, we pray that you pour your spirit out upon us, Lord, as we worship you and as we study your word and receive from you. Lord, we've never lived in this hour before. We'll never live in it again. So God, I pray that you reveal yourself to us now. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. You can be seated or you can stand, but let's worship the Lord together.
Because of you. ourselves into your hands this morning, asking that as we worship that you'd fill us with your Holy Spirit. Here we are, Lord, desiring to meet with you during this time. worship you here in this place this morning. Amen. Would you all stand with us?